This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Our guest today is Brian Schuweiler, who heads up global grain trading and risk management for CHS. Brian, good to talk with you. We're hearing a lot these days about renewable diesel. Kind of give us the basics on how grain trading and renewable diesel are connected.
Well, good morning, Mike, and thanks for having me. So renewable diesel is a biomass-based fuel, which can be made from plant-based material. Two of the more popular feedstocks in our sector are refined soybean oil, which is derived from soybeans, and corn oil, which is a product produced from corn. The cycle is connected through a supply chain that begins with farmers producing the soybeans and corn, and they sell those products to companies like CHS, who further process them into the corn oil and soybean oil, which the renewable diesel manufacturers purchase to make their renewable diesel.
This current emphasis then on climate goals and fuels like renewable diesel, what do you see this moving forward? What do you think this means for U.S. soybean growers?
It's encouraging to see the growth around renewable fuels, and particularly renewable diesel, and what that means in terms of additional demand for our owners that grow soybeans. We're seeing significant investment and expansion by industry in the renewable diesel space, which would tell us that this is a longer-term trend, not just something that's happening this year or next year. So we expect renewable diesel production and demand to continue to grow. What that means for soybean growers is more demand for their production, as well as support for better prices.
All right, that's Brian Schuweiler, who heads up global grain trading and risk management for CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.